Good evening. Can you hear me tonight? All right. It's about 7:02. If you haven't already turned off your phones, please put them on vibrate or turn them off. I want to welcome you to the Board of Trustees reorganizational meeting for January the 3rd, 2017. Please stand for the invocation and pledge.
Heavenly Father, we come to you today asking for your guidance as we make decisions that will affect the resident staff and their families. We pray for the health and the well-being of the residents of this community and their family and friends, whether here or traveling. We ask that you will watch over and guide this nation and bless it to bring the peace we desire. Guide our elected officials in wisdom in making decisions. Also protect our military and bring them home safe and unharmed. In his name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Being that this meeting is a reorganizational meeting and it won't run like a regular meeting runs, there's no input from the community. On my agenda, I have no comments, but I feel that I have to make four comments because of things that have happened in the park in the last couple of days. About a week ago, we had a bicycle accident on Holiday Park Boulevard. It was the rider's fault. They got off the bike the wrong way on a foot that didn't work very well and ended up getting 50-some stitches in their left leg because they caught their leg with the chain guard on the bike. And this woman was laying down in Holiday Park Boulevard on her face down. But there were a lot of people around that helped her and kept the wound from bleeding until the rescue got there. And then we just had yesterday a gentleman on a mobility scooter coming down Holiday Park Boulevard, 100 feet from where the lady cut her leg. We had a witness that was watching a football game and was looking out a window and watched him come hauling down the road. He hit the speed bump that's just south of Greenview. He went airborne for about 15 feet and landed on his face with the scooter on top of him. When I got there, because my neighbor told me about it, and I got down there, there were a number of people from the community that saw that happen, and they were all standing out there. He was unconscious, and he became semi-conscious when the paramedics got here and started working on him. He had blood everywhere. But he was flying down the street. I didn't know a mobility scooter would go that fast. So just before they put him in the ambo, he actually picked one arm and touched his face and put it back down. And I understand today that he's in a coma. Now, the important thing about this whole thing is a couple of things. Number one, this man had no identification on him whatsoever. Being the ages we are riding around this park, something could happen to any of us at any time. You need to have an ID on you at all times because the paramedics said, what's his name? Well, all they knew him by was Bill. He had no wallet, nothing. Then they found knew approximately where they lived. They went down there. There was nobody there. The gentleman lives by himself. Then through the office, we had the office opened up, and we found out who was on his paperwork in the office to call in case of an emergency. He had one number listed, and they couldn't contact that person. So the hospital was calling here to find out about this gentleman. The important thing about all of this is you need the ID. And number two, if you come across something like this, and obviously somebody cannot help themselves, dial 911. And unless you can see that the way that they're laying or what's on top of them is going to kill them, don't move them. Because particularly with this gentleman coming down on his head, he could have had neck injuries that if you turned him over to stop the bleeding, he could have been paralyzed from that. And the lady who fell off the bike, she was kept in that position on the ground until the paramedics took over. And the other thing that I had was lights on after dark. Last night I came down Holiday Park Boulevard. Usually I see everybody walking in the dark. There was a guy in a gray outfit walking towards the traffic, not on the sidewalk sign. No lights, no nothing. I saw him when he was about 5 feet away from me, and he was walking in the road. You need to carry a flashlight, and if you're walking in an area that has a sidewalk, I don't care if you're going with the traffic or against it, get on the sidewalk. You've got more chances while you're up there. I know that all of us aren't great with everything, but you got a better chance on the sidewalk. And then when you're out in that street at nighttime, you better have a light on somehow so somebody can see you. And that's all I want to say that's outside of this meeting. Let's see. I need the roll call, Molly. Mm-hmm.
Bud Getz?
Here.
Can you hear me? Is it on?
Can't hear you. It's on.
Is it on?
Yes.
Okay. Keith Richer? Russ Livermore?
Here.
Molly Stone is here. Allison Kelly?
Here.
Kathy Brennan?
Here.
Marilyn Spall?
Here.
Phil Matten?
Here.
Rod Lindsay?
Here.
Everybody's accounted for.
Everybody's present. We have a quorum, so we have a meeting. First item on here tonight is resignations. District 2, Phil Matten, and District 4, Russ Livermore. Both of their terms expire on 1/9/17. By the rules, we have to have the reorganization meeting on the first Tuesday after the first Monday in January. So in order for this to make it legitimate for those people coming on the board, I have to have their resignations, and I will not accept their resignations till the people are set up to come on the board. So the first thing that we're going to do is number 6 on the oaths of office. We had 4 positions this year that came up for vote. In an even year, I think this is correct, we have 4, and in an odd year we have 5. Because we have 9 people on the board. District 2 is going to be vacant. District 4 is vacant. That's Russ and Phil's positions. And District 6, with Kathy Brennan, was unopposed and therefore is elected. And District 8 for Keith Richer, he was unopposed, so he'll be elected. And right now what I have to have is those 2 people up in front here for the oath of office for districts 6 and 8. So if you want to hop all the way around. Yep, got to walk all the way around. Keith, you want to go over there? No, we can hear you. She's doing it right there. Bring the mic over now.
Keith Richer, 391 Holiday Park Boulevard.
Kathy Brennan, 330 Holiday Park Boulevard.
Okay.
Raise your right hand, repeat after me. I, and state your name.
I, Keith Richer.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly
So help me God.
So help me God.
I know.
Thank you. Welcome back. Now, according to the rules, we have to have appointments for the other two positions, which is District 2 and District 4. On December the 20th, we had 5 people who had applied, and we had a special meeting to get that list down to 2 people to become appointments to the board. And those 2 people are Kendra Bender and Carol Helton. So at this point, and because we only do this once a year, I had to get last year's to figure out what to do. For District 2, I need a motion to appoint Kendra Bender to fill District 2 seat for the term ending January 9th, 2019. So can I get a motion?
I'll make the motion to appoint Kendra Bender to fill District 2 seat for the term ending January 9th, 2019, and effective this year.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
All right, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? All right, now in the minutes here, I have the oath of office at this time, but since we have 2 people to take it, we'll do them together. So I need a motion for District 4 to appoint Carol Helton to fill the District 4 seat for the term ending January 9th, 2019. Can I get a motion?
I'll make a motion to appoint Carol Helton to fill the District 4 seat for the term ending January 9th, 2019.
Can I have a second to that?
I'll second the motion.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? So to be it. So I need both of you ladies up front here to take the oath. First, bring the mic over with you.
Just take the mic itself.
But to make this legal, because you can't fill a position that somebody's already in, here's the 2 resignations effective today for Russ Livermore and Phil Matten. So gentlemen, you can have a seat in the audience. And I want to thank the 2 of them. I need a motion to accept their resignations.
I'll make a motion to accept the resignation from Phil Matten and Russ Livermore.
Second.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? I want to thank them for everything they've done for us. They've both been on the board for a long time. And anytime we've needed somebody to come back and help out with something, when somebody leaves the board for whatever reason, they've been willing to fill in and take their responsibility for the job. So thank you, both of you. Yeah, if you each state your name, please.
Kendra Bender, 192 Holiday Park Boulevard.
Carol Helton, 342 Holiday Park Boulevard.
Yeah.
Carol Helton, 342 Holiday Park Boulevard. You're welcome.
Okay, ladies, raise your right hand. I state your name.
I, Carol Helton.
Do solemnly swear.
Do solemnly swear.
To faithfully fulfill and perform the duties of the office.
Faithfully.
Perform.
Perform the duties of the office.
Okay. Perform the duties of the office.
To which I have been appointed.
To which I have been appointed.
And to support and enforce the bylaws. And abide by the decisions of the board.
Abide by the decisions of the board.
In all matters pertaining to the administration of the special district.
In all matters per-
It all starts right here. The last part of the reorganization meeting is to pick the people for the various offices that we have. That means we have to have officers for the district shall be a chairman, first vice chairman, second vice chairman, secretary, assistant secretary, treasurer, and assistant treasurer. And if you notice, that doesn't add up to 9, so we have 2 trustee positions that are not officer type positions, but they are trustees and have every right to vote on the board. The officers shall be elected to the Board of Trustees at the annual organization meeting of the board as provided in Article 3 from the bylaws and shall hold office for a period of 1 year or until their respective successors have been elected and qualified for office. No trustee shall hold any one of the said offices for more than 2 consecutive years unless his or her election for the 3rd or subsequent consecutive year receives the unanimous approval of the Board of Trustees. So the first on the list here is for the chairman. I need a nomination for candidates for the office of chairman for the term ending January 9th, 2018.
I'd like to nominate Bud Goetz for chairman of the board.
Second.
Are there any other nominations?
Motion to close nominations.
Okay, I haven't been through this before. But apparently the position is mine again. So I have to give the gavel to the new chairperson.
Yep. There you go.
So we've got witnesses. Then the next portion is we have to fill all those positions. So I need a nomination for candidates for the office of first vice chairman for the term ending January 9th, 2018.
I'd like to nominate Allison Kelly for the first chair.
Are there any other nominations? I have a motion to close nominations.
So moved.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
The nominations are closed?
I'll second it.
Okay. Congratulations, Allison. You're first vice chair. I need a nomination for candidates for the office of second vice chair for the term ending January 9th, 2018.
I'd like to nominate Marilyn Spall for second chair.
Are there any other nominations? Then I need a motion to close nominations.
So moved.
You need a second.
All right, I need a second. Motion to close. I'm lost. Kay. The motion to close.
I'll make the motion to close.
Second.
I'll second it.
All right. There's a nomination. The motion is closed. Congratulations, Marilyn.
Thank you.
I need a nomination for a candidate for secretary for the term ending January 9th, 2018.
I'd like to nominate Carol Helton.
All right. Is there another nomination?
I'd like to second that.
Okay. Is there a motion to close the nominations?
I make a motion we close.
All right. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Motion's closed. Congratulations, Carol.
Thank you.
Need a nomination for a candidate for the office of assistant secretary for the term ending January 9th, 2018. Anybody?
I make motion for Molly.
I've already been before, and with term limits, probably I can't be again.
Oh,
I don't know if it was 2 years, though.
Yeah, but
That was that was secretary. Now we're assistant.
I know.
I'll second it.
Are there any other any other nominations? I need a motion to close the nominations.
Motion to close.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion's closed. Congratulations, Molly. You're the assistant secretary. I need a nomination for candidate for the office of treasurer for the term ending January the 9th, 2018.
I'd like to nominate Kathy Brennan for treasurer.
Second.
Are there any other motions? Any other nominations? I need a motion to close the nominations.
I make a motion we close the nomination.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
Motion's closed. Congratulations, Kathy. I need a motion to I need to nominate a candidate for the office of assistant treasurer for the term ending January 9th, 2018.
I'd like to nominate Kendra Bender for assistant treasurer.
Second.
Are there any other nominations?
Yeah.
I need a motion to close the nominations.
So moved.
Second.
I'll second.
Nominations are closed. Congratulations, Kendra. You're the assistant treasurer. Now there are two positions that are left, and both of those don't require any nominations according to the paperwork that I've been able to find. One person is already in the position of trustee, and that's Rod Lindsay. And I'm going to ask for a motion for to nominate a candidate for the trustee position of Rod Lindsay. Can I get a second?
I'll second.
We have two trustees.
I know. We've got one person left, and that's it.
For what is this? I don't understand what this
position
is.
We've got two trustees.
We have. Wait a minute. We have seven that are officer positions. And two which are not.
Trustees.
Those two, their title is only trustee. They do not have another specific job.
Gotcha.
Except to participate as a trustee on the board. We have two people left, and then I'll ask for a motion for Rod Lindsay as a trustee and for Keith Richer as a trustee. Can I get a motion for that?
Could I have a question? Oh,
certainly. Can I get them?
Why do we have to do that? They just are already elected. They're already in a position, but it just isn't one of the
officers.
Other officers.
Congratulations on staying in the position. It's too easy to do that. Okay, I think we filled all the positions tonight. I'll continue. Who?
He doesn't work here anymore.
I haven't seen him in the office lately, so I don't even know who he is anymore.
He doesn't have a blue shirt.
Yeah. Okay, so our trustee board for the coming year is, I am the chairperson again. First vice chair is Allison Kelly. Second vice chair is Marilyn Spall. The secretary is Carol Helton. Assistant secretary is Molly. Jeez, if I could remember your last name. Molly Stone. The treasurer is Kathy Brennan. And the assistant treasurer is Kendra Bender. And we have two trustees of Rod Lindsay and Keith Richard. And that's all that we're going to do for this meeting, so I'm asking for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Meeting's adjourned.